Thank you for calling Elite 14. My name is Carolyn. How may I assist you today?
Hi, Carolyn. Approximately on June 20th, I had called in to ask about using my last credit, which was like 98 and change, and then I was going to cancel my membership. So the lady that I spoke to was able to do that, and I was able to order two dresses, and it applied the monies that were taken out of my checking account automatically, and it was a zero balance. So I decided to call because I haven't gotten the dresses. Well, the girl I just spoke to said, well, your account was canceled. You need a tracking number on the order that you placed. So I went into my email, and I don't see anything but that cancellation notice, but I don't even have that credit anymore. So they have my money, but I don't have my product. And how do we fix this?
Okay, ma'am. Could I have your first and last name, please?
Marie Pintado.
Okay, and for security purposes, could you just verify your shipping address for me, please?
Sure. 7508 Eastern Circle Drive, Brooksville, Florida, 34613.
Alrighty, ma'am. So when you had just called in and spoke with the other representative, did they provide you with tracking information or?
Yeah, she told me she couldn't give me a tracking information.
That's okay.
Which I thought was a little odd.
Yeah, that is a little odd. Hold on 1 second for me and let me try to get your tracking number. Give me one moment.
Okay. And maybe you can see that order that was placed.
I like it.
Huh?
I like it.
You do?
Yes. Ooh, Jackie Mama.
Jackie Mama.
I like it. I got her a picture.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Still here with you, ma'am. Just give me a couple more moments.
Okay, thank you. There wasn't a hairstylist in that place. I couldn't get over how much hair was on the floor, and I already walked in with a short haircut. They just couldn't believe it. So I figure in 2 weeks it'll be the way I like it. Denise isn't happy with Marie.
No, you know what she did? She called Tom.
I said to her that was a good idea.
Yeah, she called the priest.
To ask to see what to do.
You know, looks like us. And nobody thought about it until just now. Me, pulling up on a Hallmark without junk.
Why can't no one thought of it? I told Denise on the phone.
About Joe DiPiano?
And she knows.
She does know.
Yes.
Yeah.
I acted stupid. I said, you know, Joe's got to go over there this week with some insurance stuff. Some of her annuities came down. And she's going to collect the money. She goes, oh. She goes, well, I know Joe goes over there. So I said, well, what about Joe? What if he doesn't wear, he must wear a mask. And, of course, she said yes. But then she goes, well, he never wears one. You're welcome. But he never wears one when he goes to Marine. So I said to myself, well, if she knows that. So then I said, so Joe goes there often? She goes Marine. And I went, never mind. I said, well, what about Joe? His wife has a heart condition, which I just learned last week.
Did you buy another one?
No, that was underneath.
I thought you took it back.
That's what I thought. It was underneath there because I took the...
I'm still here with you, ma'am. I'm sorry. I'm still trying to locate your tracking number. Just give me one moment. I'm sorry about that.
No problem. Thank you very much. I took the coffee brewer thing off the counter because between the Keurig and that coffee mate thing, we don't use either one of them. So I put it underneath there. And when I put it underneath there, I couldn't push it all the way back. So I took everything out and I went, what the hell is this?
Your son called me too.
I know.
You heard?
Yeah.
Yeah. Best case scenario is just the fucking
stem.
The stem.
Yeah.
Worst case scenario,
yeah.
He's got it. I told him, I said, if that thing's fucked up, I said, then somebody got
it. Yeah. Because I said,
you need to call a plumber.
Yeah.
ASAP while you're on your way to the doctor.
He did.
The schedule.
He did. They're coming tomorrow.
Coming tomorrow?
It can't come today.
If I had the fucking tools, I could have gone down there today.
And that's what I told him. I said, I'm sure Larry can do this. But I know you can't wait. Are you working tomorrow?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you can't go.
Yeah, I can't go. He was in a panic. He didn't know how to shut the water.
Well, I said to him, the main, Steven. He goes, yeah, I didn't think of that. I forgot. Because I asked him, there's a shutter. Oh, it wasn't outside? Or was it on the kitchen sink?
No. On the new houses, new construction today, what they do is they got the shut off from the street and then they got a line that comes up into the house. He had the line that came up into the house and then he also had this thing like this with the...
He sent you pictures.
Yeah, but they wouldn't come up because I'm on the phone with him. As soon as I got off the phone with him, ding, ding, they came back up.
Like,
and then I called them back.
Right back.
So the one was for his irrigation and the other one was for his shutoff. And he's like, I can't even turn these things. I said, look, I said,
Lucy,
you got three valves. Turn all three. You got nothing to lose.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, so he finally got it, the one. It was the one with the red going into the house. It was the main feed. Because as soon as I saw the picture, I was like, yeah, that's irrigation. That's his feed into the house. So.
He said, worse comes to worse. He says to me, it's in my bathroom, so I can't expect Ava to fix it in my bathroom. So I was nasty, and I said.
Oh, it's in his bathroom.
Yeah. So I was nasty. I was the mom. I played mom. I said, what do you mean? It's her fucking house. And he goes, mom. I said, it's her house. He goes, mom. I said, fine. Fix it yourself. It is her house. But I get it. It's probably just stripped. I don't think it's major. And if it is, they did a lousy damn job on that house. Because all their electric is all fucked up and everything.
Alrighty, ma'am. So I located your tracking number. Hold on one second because I need to copy and paste it myself. And
okay.
Then I need to tell you which service we need to look at so we can track it.
And it was for the two dresses?
You said for two dresses?
Yeah. That was the last. I had that last gift card because I hadn't used it. And when I say gift card, credits, they had taken my money on the VIP thing. So I ordered it. I definitely ordered it. It was a small black dress and then the white dress that's called Mummy in a large. They took my money that was credited on my account and said the order was placed. And that was the end of it.
Okay, because I didn't know Elite 14 had sold dresses. I thought it was mainly just like workout gear with the leggings.
Yeah, and there's only five dresses. That's it.
Okay, let's see here. Alrighty, ma'am. Whenever you're ready to write it down, I can go ahead and give it to you. That's not a problem.
I got it. Go ahead.
All right. L as in Larry. Y, 0914995552, C as in Charlie, and N as in Nancy. And hold on 1 second because it's a different tracking service.
Just a second. I think I missed a number with you. It was L like Larry, Y as in yellow, and then 0, and then I missed that next number.
9.
And then 499552
CN? It's supposed to be a 1 after that 9, and then the 499.
Okay, so it's 0914995552 C as in Charlie, N as in Nancy.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Because if that tracking number is for the order previously, that's not going to help me.
Because that's the only tracking number I had saw on our spreadsheet. Because, hold on, let me go back to the date on that one.
Mm-hmm. What, your glasses?
Mm-hmm. I look like Ricky Vaughn from Major League.
Oh, you do. They're not bad.
Why is the hair, the book?
They're not bad.
No, they're comfortable, though, too.
And your zip things came to the bed.
Yeah, I saw that. What else did you get?
I never ordered those. So I looked back on my order and I was like, what the hell is that?
They
didn't
me.
No. But the flag came.
Yeah, I saw that.
But
what'd you get? You
get
the surprise.
You
said you got
me
a surprise.
It's on the table in the Avita box. But one's mine, one's yours.
Uh-huh. 35
bucks.
What is?
Well, obviously, it's a Vita, it's a salon, so it's got to be a man's product that you can use. It's not it's the box. That's fine, yeah. The box is yours. You're complaining about your head.
Alrighty, ma'am. So what I'm going to do is, because I'm not able to see the tracking number on myself, so I'm going to get you over to a supervisor so that way they can further assist you with your account and your order, okay?
Thank you.
I'm sorry about that. Just give me one moment.
No, that's okay. So I didn't smell it except the thing that you gave me.
I guess sandalwood smell to it or whatever you want to call it.
She said it was really good. That a lot of the guy customers. Oh, yeah, it is. Oh. Feel it. Come on, put your head down. Wow.
Was it exfoliate too?
No, it's just a moisturizer.
Yeah, I need that. Thank you.
That sounds good.
Yeah, good.
Well, I don't know if you can keep it up, but I figured, because you can use anything from
well,
moisture.
Well, if I was to shave every day, yeah.
No, I meant buying that. That's expensive.
$35?
Yeah.
We gotta go to Walmart today.
We do.
I'm asking. Do we?
Why?
Didn't you even place the order?
What order?
You sent me an order number.
Oh yeah, then it's today.
Is it today?
Yeah.
What time?
I can't between 5 and 6. What time is it? 5:30. I'm on the phone though with these people. This is $100 that they took from my account and.
Well, they'll text you when the order's ready, won't they?
It's probably ready. I haven't even looked because
it's
I
only quarter after 5. If it's between 5 and 6:30,
I've been taking care of so much
I get
damage control. Like,
get off there.
You can let her out.
Well, she was standing on your computer. Come on, Jen.
I'll order the cleanser.
Wait, there's no. There is some crystals like them.
That's good.
The dogs like them.
That's even better.
Yeah. They don't like Jimmy, but they like this.